My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another recap show, Talking The Flash. You can hear more stuff on iWatchMike.com. Everything is there. You can't miss it. We're going to be talking about... Wait, today is Wednesday, May 3rd, because I have two to do. I'm not going to do them together. I'm going to do them separately, but they're going to be really fast. This first one here is Abracadabra. I really enjoyed this one, y'all. Tuesday, March 28th, it aired on the CW. Like I said, I enjoyed this one. I really enjoyed the metahuman Abracadabra. I don't know who the actor is. I thought he did a great job in this. He's definitely one of my faves in the series. And I actually liked him better in The Flash than I didn't like. I liked him in Gotham, even though he had a small part in Gotham. He was cool, but he was way cooler as Abracadabra. I really like this metahuman. It was great to see Gypsy back. She's just hot. I'm glad. I actually like her too better in The Flash than in Sleepy Hollow. If any of y'all watch Sleepy Hollow, she played an FBI agent there. She was cool, but she's way cooler in The Flash. So hopefully we'll see more of Gypsy, not just coming in little spurts. It'd be dope to see her like part of the team permanently, but we'll see what happens. I guess the whole main focus here is Barry's trying to figure out who Savitar is so he can save what's-her-face. So that was like the big moment. I really thought he was really going to say something to Barry, but at the end didn't. And so it's back to the old drawing board to find out who Savitar is. I guess we're back on that. I just want to know if we're gonna see Iris die this season, or because I just feel like it's just dragging on and I need to. But last night's episode, I don't know yet. Now the next episode we're gonna be talking about is the ones in the Future Flash, which was last week. Last night it aired on the CW. I haven't watched it yet. The whole buildup of we find out who Savitar is, and I know I'm kind of crossing all three together. Swear to God, if they don't show who Savitar is, I'm going to be pissed off. Okay, so, and then this episode, Killer Frost, Caitlin, has a seizure because Julian has to perform surgery on her, rips the necklace off. I could see Julian doing it. I know that Cisco wasn't too happy about it, but I could see Julian taking off the necklace. I probably would have done the same thing to take a chance to see at least she wouldn't die. But she definitely blasts the guys once she wakes up. Killer Frost is here, which I actually like better. I like Killer Frost better than Caitlin, though I was liking Caitlin these past couple of episodes more, but actually I think I've liked her better in this season than I have in all the other seasons. But now that she's Killer Frost, I hope she stays Killer Frost. So we'll see what happens. But and then of course at the end of this episode of Abracadabra, Flash was going to take a break and come back on April 25th, which we'll be talking about in just a few minutes. So overall, I really enjoyed the episode. I think Abracadabra did it for me, Gypsy, and of course Killer Frost, dun dun dun, coming alive. So I guess we'll see what happens. And the next one, which is this one. Last night, I know it's confusing, y'all. All right, I'll be back with more of The Flash. If you want to check out some of my other stuff, iWatchMike.com is my blog. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. Everything's on the blog. Go to iTunes. You can search Talking The Flash, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Everything is there, plus the blog. All right, people, come back.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.